sorted out, and we have a nice show for you guys today. Today, I am joined by...
Go for it. I can grab it?
Yep. All right. I am joined by... Would you like to introduce yourself?
Noah.
And DJ Big Mac.
DJ Big Mac. Now, the best part about this, fellow Noah, is you get to pick a... Excuse me, you get to pick a DJ name. It could be anything. It could be your usernames for stuff. What's something that speaks to you? You could always go for a DJ Noah if you want to. DJ Pork Chop?
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of food in here. We got DJ Big Mac, DJ Cola, and DJ Pork Chop. Now, that's a good meal. And then we're also joined by...
DJ Moneymaker.
And I would like you to grab a seat. We're going to be doing some 2K trivia, but we are going to be right back after some good music, picking by DJ Big Mac and I. And we have a few picks from DJ Moneymaker, and we're going to get right into this. We chilling. All right, we're going to be right back after this music with some clubhouse fun. It's going to be a chaotic one today.
I don't ever wanna feel
Two, one.
Hi. We're going to play another song after this.
And who are we? What are we doing here?
We're Clubhouse Radio at 90.7 FM WGXG.
Acre Hudson.
Hey, look at that teamwork. And we're back. We have a great show for you guys today planned. We are also joined by DJ
Porkchop.
DJ Porkchop in the corner. He's going to be a spectator. He's going to help me out, be the second judge. And we're going to be right back after a short song while everything's getting ready for you. If you don't know what we're doing an NBA quiz. We're going to have a trivia. It's going to be a 1v1 between DJ Big Mac and DJ Moneymaker. We're going to see who has the NBA
students
wits.
Students with ADHD
hey,
safety.
No free advertisement. And we're going to have a good time. And without further ado, let's get right into the song. Right? Hello, everybody. Welcome back to
Clubhouse Catskill Hudson. Hi.
Live on 90.7
FM.
And today we're doing some NBA trivia. Let's get straight into it. You know, your boy pulled up some questions, and we're going to find out who knows a little bit more. You know, basketball, there's a lot of skill involved. There's the speed, there's the strength, there's the stamina. But sometimes you need to know the trivia, and you need to know what will work and when it will work. Players like Kobe, Bron, Shaq, they all know a lot about the game, and that's an underlooked stat. So, you know, we're going to start off strong. Rock, paper, scissors, see who goes first. Three.
You already know I'm going to win.
Two. One. Go. DJ Big Mac is coming in. We're going to pick a question here. Who is the only, you know, this is a good question. Which player managed to win the NBA Finals MVP award, even though they were on the losing team?
LeBron.
I'll give you some multiple options here. A, LeBron James.
LeBron.
B, Kevin Durant. C, Jerry West. Or D, Shaquille O'Neal.
LeBron.
Well, Shaquille's retired.
Don't forget, they were on the losing team, and they still got
LeBron.
MVP.
LeBron.
It was actually Jerry West, you know. I threw him in there because he's kind of the oddball out, you know. He's not on the GOAT tier list. He's an amazing player.
He's top 70. He's top 75.
Yeah, that's not bad
isn't
at all.
There, like,
what?
Isn't there only, like, 120 players?
No, there's way more than that.
Oh.
There's, like, a lot of them.
So, you know, it's a pretty...
There's, like, more than 1,000 players, but they're not all still...
I was asking current, like, that play in a season.
Oh, like, they're, like, 120 or something.
What was that?
It was, like, 120 players currently.
All right.
I thought you said all time.
You know, no. I gotta keep on tilting the computer around. Make sure you guys ain't peeping the answers. No, you feel me?
I'm actually fair, so. I'm like this kid.
Dude, I don't
I'm
need
like,
the answers because I'm already
like
know.
DJ Moneymaker.
I know both.
Ooh. Oh, this is gonna be a fun show. A lot of chaos, isn't it?
No, tell them. I know most.
You're on the radio.
Facts.
I know.
We got some chill music.
Answers. I'm like, go.
We're gonna go
turn that down
right
just
back
a little
to the questions.
More.
Music.
Yeah.
I got you.
Just a little bit more. There we go.
Bro,
nice.
That's not experience.
Yeah, and also if you want to adjust your audio, you can do that. We don't want it too loud in your ears now. Not nobody in the studio and no nobody at home. We want a nice, chill, clean fight mentally between you guys. Mm. All right, DJ Moneymaker. During the finals, this player held the highest points per game, PPG, average, calculated for a minimum of 10 games. Hint, it wasn't Michael Jordan. So the choices are A, Paul Arizin, B, Klay Thompson, C, Rick Barry, or D, Wilt Chamberlain.
I'm gonna say Wilt Chamberlain.
It's Rick Barry. You know, I had to throw in all Golden State Warriors there. I was gonna trick you on that one.
But Wilt Chamberlain is the NBA's most.
Wilt Chamberlain, I'm a big fan of Wilt Chamberlain. He was the Shaq before Shaq came into the play.
He was like Michael Jordan before he was Michael Jordan. Like
facts.
And like points. Like, he's the first one on the all-time scoring record.
Hmm.
He scored 100 points, but it wasn't documented. It wasn't documented.
Huh. We're getting some fun facts straight from the source here. So, here we go. Back to DJ Hot Pocket. Let's see if DJ Moneymaker can earn enough money this show to buy out DJ Hot Pocket's franchise.
I'm DJ Big Mac.
Oh, DJ Big Mac. My bad, bro. But DJ Big Mac's franchise. So, while he closes that door. Who was the shortest player to ever win the slam dunk contest?
Nate Robinson.
The choices are A, Nate Robinson, B, Spud Webb, C, Jerry West, or D, Rick Barry.
Actually, Spud Webb.
Who did you say?
Spud Webb.
Spud.
You got it right, DJ. Moneymaker, are you going to let him outdo you by 2 points?
I said it before him.
Yeah, but it was his question.
Chill out, man.
We chilling, we vibing. All right. Which basketball player retired from the NBA with the highest career scoring PP average? A, Michael Jordan, B, Steph Curry, C, LeBron James, or D, Kobe Bryant?
Michael Jordan.
He's catching back on you. He's gaining. He's got the next point. So it's a pretty close game. It's 2-1. It's still anybody's game in the ballpark here.
2-1?
Yeah, in your favor.
I only got one.
Oh, no,
right.
You're chilling. You got two.
I got one right. That's it.
No, you got two.
Oh.
So now, we're going to go into a little bit of a song break, and we're going to see you guys on the other side. Place your bets now, because this is about to get serious. We'll be right back.
Go. Hey, Hollywood, Cole. Go. Just where I'm at, well, let me tell you.
tell you about it. I put my city on the map, but let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back, and let me tell you about it. Man, f*** them Zergans, I come back, and let me tell you about it. I wanna tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Cold outside and he say he got a gun. Ziggin' like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga, aware that the nigga's better. All my niggas pick of the litter, never bitter. Ziggin's fake anime. Me, I never hate your cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, eat the damn cake. Good, eat the man great. Order domino, then she take off all the clothes. You know how I go, made the piece of man wait. The best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I leak the damn tape. Rest in peace, and ain't no more beef secrets. I couldn't keep the man safe.
I said to the window, to the world, my new round when I call. Got bitches all in my mind, looking black in my shine. I know the reason you feel the way. I know just who you want to be. So every day I think the man upstairs, that I ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
Zergans, I come home and I don't tell nobody. They getting temporary dough and I don't tell nobody. Lord, will you tell me if I changed? I won't tell nobody. I wanna go back to Jermaine and I don't tell nobody.
This is the part that the thugs skip.
Young, never had love, you know. Foot massage, back rub. Blowing bubbles in the bathtub. That is until I met you. Together we done watched years go by. Seen the river, your tears go by. Got me thinking about some kids still. I tell them hoes come through. Get to know somebody and you really learn a lot about them. Won't be long before you start to doubt them. Tell yourself you're better off without them. Then in time you will find can't walk without them. Can't talk without them. Can't breathe without them. Came here together, you can't leave without them. So you walk back in, make a scene about them. On your Amory, it's just one thing about them. It's called love. Don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more. No more. It's called love. Don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more.
Don't sing about it.
Put it in the club singing.
To the window, to the wall. To the wall. My new round when I call. Got bitches all in my mind. Looking black in my shine. I know the reason you feel the way. I know just who you want to be. So every day I think the man upstairs that I ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
Put it in the club singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
Got all the bitches in the club singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
And all the mama lady kids singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
The baby mamas and the mistresses.
The song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, song, yeah.
The makeup. Why every rich black gotta be famous? Why every broke black gotta be brainless? That's a stereotype. Driven by some people up in Aereo Heights is a scenario. Young cold pox is fat like Lil Terrio. Dreamville, give us a year, we'll be on every show. Yeah, we gone very show. The rest, I'm the best nigga out. When I'm back home, I'm the best in the south. When I'm in LA, I'm the best in the west. You can test, I'ma stretch niggas out. Ooh, I'ma stretch niggas out. I go for all y'all if I left niggas out. If everybody on my test to go, please make sure you put the rest in your mouth.
Where you at right now? now let me pull up and let's talk about it. I finally got some time alone and I thought about it. I swear to God, your love is worth so much I can take. I've been thugging for so long, but give me a break. Late nights I reminisce about you, it's hard to forget about you. I swear I can't live with you, but I can't live without you. Jump off a plane on the island and I'm here without you. Ain't left my hotel in 3 days, I feel sick without you. Sick without you. My stomach do this turn and I feel sick without you. My closest friend, my worst enemy. I'm not okay when we're apart, but I pretend to be. I threw the party of the century. The people came over, no one else over. And it was all for you. It was all for you. I've been under this rock for so long. Don't let the world win. Close the door, don't let the world in. Let's go and hide in again. Reaching a light flame, light my fire again. Oh, come light my fire again. I threw the party of the century. The people came over, no one else over. And it was all for you. It was all for you. I threw the party of the century. The people came over, no one else over. And it was all for you.
How embarrassing. Here we go. Hello, everybody. It is me, DJ Cola, and we got somebody special doing the intro. Let's get it.
Hello, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 97.7 FM.
90.7 FM, WGXC for Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Go ahead, repeat it.
Broadcasting live on 90.7
FM
Catskill across
Acre
and Hudson.
Acre is a nice place, a lovely place. If you're listening from there, you get a shout out today.
Make sure to set your radio to 1440 AM.
1440? Why are we doing that?
AM radio.
DJ Big Mac. Oh, I see what you're saying. Very clever. So DJ Moneymaker decided to drop out, which makes you the winner.
He didn't by want no heat.
Default. And you were already winning.
He quit, definitely.
He raged.
So we still got two more questions. If you, my friend, DJ Porkchop, want to jump in and answer them,
that's cool.
Go for it. But here we go. Which team did Larry Bird coach? The Lakers, the Timberwolves, the Pacers, or the Golden State Warriors?
The Warriors.
The Pacers.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know that either, personally.
I thought it was the Warriors.
And we got the first NBA athlete to win both the MVP and Rookie of the Year titles in the same season.
Oh, LeBron.
And the Kobe? He's not even on the answers. Good guesses. Wilt Chamberlain, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, or Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards?
Good guess, but no.
Curry.
It was Wilt Chamberlain, I believe. Let me double check that. Let me make sure I'm getting the information to you straight from the source.
DJ Moneymaker is outside of our Radio Shack, basically making.
Going crazy.
He's going crazy, and it looks like right now he's having.
It looks like he's fighting a ghost.
Hey, it looks like not even a ghost. It's like he's having a full-out prison riot.
A prison riot.
Or he's getting jumped by 15 ghosts at once.
15. Honestly, it do be looking like that right now.
He's jumping on the floor. He's going crazy out there.
Honestly, that's how I'm feeling. Yeah. Yeah. If you guys could have heard that, that would have been great.
I wish, bro.
Since we finished the trivia and DJ Big Mac was victorious, we're going to go into some Would You Rathers.
Before we ended the song, we were talking about this, and I wanted it to... We were talking about this before the song ended, and I wanted it to be real controversial. They don't want that to...
Getting canceled.
They don't want that to happen, so...
So, I guess right here works. Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song you hear?
You see, I'm not a dancer, so
oh,
I'd
no,
be...
Oh, no, neither am I.
So I'd be probably one that sings.
I'm not a
singer.
Me too. I'm a dancer.
All right, so we got your guys' answers. Look at that. So...
DJ Moneymaker is definitely getting jumped by ghosts.
Yeah, we're gonna keep you guys updated on that. Would you rather lose your sight or lose your memories?
Sight. Wait, no,
I'm losing my sight.
If I lost, like, what kind of memories? Like, short-term memory or long-term memory? Because I don't want to lose my skills. I don't want to lose my guitar knowledge, you feel me?
When you mean by long... What you mean when... Can DJ Moneymaker stop being an idiot? I'm sorry, not an idiot, but something... something...
Annoying.
He just came in here cursing at us.
Oh, he did not. That's defamation of character.
I swear to God, he did.
Bro said your food was ready.
Alright. Well, after this, I'll go grab my food.
Alright, we're gonna do two more questions then. Would you rather only be able to communicate in emojis or never be able to text anybody again?
Emojis.
Yeah, you gotta communicate somehow, you feel me?
As in texting, would calling consider that?
No.
You would have to say things in emojis then.
Nah. No, I'd rather not be able to text.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of misconfusion could be caused from that. Some miscommunication. Not always the best thing, you feel me? So, we're gonna do one more. And that is... Would you rather spend a year at war or a year at prison?
War. Wait, what's that?
War or prison?
Which war?
Prison.
I guess we're going to say World War III since that's coming up, you feel me?
Yeah, war.
Well, I mean, everything's becoming futuristic with drones and all that, so I would rather fight in a war for a year.
Yeah, maybe you can get like a AI
you can
cyborg
get a,
to do it
you
for
can get
you.
One like basically
yeah he'd be wilding over there. You see
what that? Is going on with DJ Moneymaker?
That's
but,
the fun of having your streaming thing
at yeah
Clubhouse, but you never know what's gonna happen.
If you're gonna do a year at war, what if you're stationed in Texas?
That's tough. Also, are you going to be in Marines? Are you going to be in the Army? That's another question.
Yeah.
Or if you were in war and you have to be a...
Or if you're on the front lines.
Or water.
Yeah.
And we're going to end it off with one more before we go into another song break.
And one more update.
yes.
DJ Moneymaker seems to be...
going crazy.
He's going through the motions right now.
You could say that. You could definitely say that. So the last would you rather... is would you rather always be a little bit too hot or a little bit too cold?
Like warm?
Yep.
A little bit too hot.
Yeah, good a answer. Little bit too hot.
Dude. I feel like I'd pick a little bit too cold because then I could, you know, maybe get my blood flowing, stand in the sun. I like being cold. It's not the worst thing to happen. Oh, do you guys hear that?
Best seems song like, in my opinion.
Seems
best
like
song.
We're going into some music. We're going to be right back after this song. We're saying hello, but we're saying goodbye. Not goodbye, actually. See you later.
You say.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Just for everyone who's coming in, so our other DJ.
Oh, first we gotta.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're chilling. We just gotta let you know who we are.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXC, for Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
There we go. And we're back.
And an update. So, those who weren't here, there's another DJ that's usually on the show, and it's DJ Moneymaker. If you haven't heard before those songs, he's been going through the motions.
He's been going through something.
I just saw him run by the radio room holding a chair.
He was holding a chair?
Yes.
And he ran by with it.
Oh my god.
And then when I walked out there, he's like, I'm home.
He's going through the motions today. I mean it.
So is that chair. Yo.
I think.
That chair caught it. That chair caught a stray.
He really did. Or it. Or that, you know. So.
Oh, well. Back
into Would You Rather. We got some good questions pulled up for you. Would you rather find your soulmate or your calling?
My calling.
Soulmate.
Definitely my calling.
Soulmate.
I'd rather find my soulmate too. That one, I feel like there's not much explanation for your answer. It's just your preference, you know. I kind of feel like I've already found my calling a bit, which I'm very lucky to feel. So that's my input. What about you guys? Want to elaborate, or you want to go to the next one?
Well, a calling. I think that I've pretty much found mine, which is fishing for me.
Heck yeah!
Like, I fish nonstop. There was a day last year where I literally spent 12 hours on the lake.
Huh. That's nice. That's a lot of time.
Do you do it when it's summer?
When it's nice out, usually. If it's raining, I usually try not to.
If it's raining right lightly, does that help or no?
It kind of.
Yeah, it does.
See, all the video games have lied to me about that. And like Stardew Valley and Minecraft and Terraria, when it's raining, you get like extra luck.
Yeah, it's weird how video games portray it, but
yeah.
Usually light rain helps, but if it's heavy.
Oh, this is a good question. I cringe just at reading it. That's how you know it's good.
Mm.
Would you rather buy all used underwear or all used toothbrushes?
Oh, underwear.
I think I'm going to have to go underwear.
Underwear. But here's the question.
You can wash it.
Here's the question.
You can bleach it.
You can dump a whole gallon of bleach.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. The question is, how heavily used were they?
Are there
still stains
probably stuck
on the boxers?
Probably.
Depends. I feel like some of them.
All you gotta do? Bleach.
Yeah,
I feel like whatever you can find used, you can buy.
Yeah.
You know, in some parts of the world, they have underwear and like vending machines.
What?
Japan. Japan has everything in a vending machine.
Yeah, even food.
Yeah,
even food is crazy.
They basically have free stuff. That's how cheap the things there are in Japan for mostly drinks.
All right, let's see. Oh wow, that's crazy. We're not even gonna say that one.
That's wild.
That is. So, let's see. Would you rather be able to run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 20 miles per hour?
I'll run.
That's tough.
Wait, no.
I mean,
I'll fly.
Are you able to run through things?
I think I'm going to pick fly. Nope.
So then I would rather...
Fly.
Yeah, fly.
But you'll be like the Flash. Like, you can have good control over the running.
Good control. That's a real tiebreaker. That's a real deal breaker for me.
See, me, I like running as it is, and I like seeing my improvement and seeing how much faster I can get. Being able to run at 100 miles per hour flat, there's no more improvement I can do.
Yeah.
It doesn't say with room for improvement.
But
I can't fly.
And the question is your endurance, like, a big key factor into this? Like,
you know how much running at 5 miles per hour burns calories if you do that for, like, an hour? Bruh.
Yeah, like endurance, because I can't run for a long distance.
You're going to need to eat 10 Big Macs wherever you go.
Exactly. I always keep one on me. but
why?
Yeah,
you
I'm definitely gonna fly.
You always keep a Big Mac on you. Yeah. That's why you are.
Yeah.
I'll drop Big Macs for support.
That's because you're DJ.
I'm DJ Big Mac.
Exactly. So, would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader?
Well, you said talk like Yoda.
Breathe like
Yoda. You talk.
Breathe. I would rather breathe like Darth Vader. I would pay for it.
I'll sound like Yoda.
That was better. That was way better.
I sound like Yoda.
That's good. I feel like it'd be funny, but then my lyrics would suck. So I'm gonna say breathe like Darth.
Yo. Or are you gonna scream like R2D2.
I have a friend who can do that really well. Would you rather never get cold again or never be stuck in traffic again?
Never be stuck in traffic.
Never get stuck in traffic. If I'm cold, I can put on a sweater.
Never get cold. Never get stuck. That's,
yeah.
It's the easiest.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose your long-term memory or short-term memory? Or
do you get
what was I talking about?
Does your short-term memory come back after a long time?
Nope. So, like,
no,
I'm saying,
like, when something happens, you can't remember it right after, but after a while, you can remember that happen.
It depends. Only something very eventful. Like, you're not going to remember that you moved your water. DJ Moneymaker, he's playing pranks on us. Look at this guy.
I bet you he's outside running to the back.
Definitely a short-term memory. I would lose.
I already have short-term memory loss, bruh. I'm going to be honest.
My mom has that, I think.
All right.
She says she does.
My cat has it.
Would you rather be able to read minds or predict the future?
Both. I would rather do both.
But seeing the future is basically being able to read minds. Because you could see
what
they're going to do.
Their intent. People make mistakes all the time, so
you
can't read their intent.
You can't read their intent, but you can also, but you can see, and also here's another thing. Can you see, like, big events?
Yeah, probably. But all I'm saying is if you can read people's minds, you can tell who's into you.
You see, that's a problem for me because no one's into me.
That's what you think, but if you can read their mind, you can tell.
I mean, we'll never know, but I would rather see the future.
Music change up. We're going to play some more.
But definitely, I would rather see the future.
I'd rather read people's minds.
Yeah,
I'd
rather read people's minds.
There's some terrifying things people think about, so I don't think I want to...
That's true. That's
I don't
want to
scar
point.
Myself.
The future is pretty scary, too.
Be scary.
What if there's flying dogs?
That'd be pretty
personally,
cool.
I would love that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And cats.
Yeah,
just
I would...
falling out the sky.
Oh, my.
Ooh,
raining cats and
one.
Dogs. It's raining cats and dogs.
Very
but here's the question on that. Can they fly... Is it... Like, can they fly forever and then land at, like, will, like a bird? Or can they only fly for a certain amount of time and then you just drop out of the sky? Like, they just... They just plummet to the earth.
No, they can fly for a long time until they get, like, somewhere.
All right, then that would be absolutely fire. I would love that.
That would be. This is a good show. This is a good show indeed. Would you rather... What happened?
Everything went blank.
Huh. All right. Well, that's a good thing that it wasn't our streaming service. Firefox has just crashed on us. So that music you're hearing, it's gone. No more music. No more music.
I guess this is a talk show now.
Yeah, we're vibing. Do you guys have any would-you-rathers?
Would you rather live in, like, by the water or up on a hill or a mountain?
Ooh. I'd rather live by the water. I'm going to go swimming.
It's a harder deal for me because I love being at the beach, but then again, I also love being out in the, like, countryside. But I think I would rather live in the middle of nowhere or in a mountain. On a mountain, my bad.
I would like to live by the water because you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But
I've seen some crazy things on the water.
Yeah, like floating boats without no people in it.
Is that game music?
That is video game music. If you know this video game, you are a real one. If you know what video game this is from, and you hit me up at nmartinez@mhacg.org, nmartinez@mhacg.org, and you know this, I will personally give you $5. You feel me?
$5. Free $5.
And don't say the name, because then we can't do it. This was an OG video game. If you know this video game, you're my friend. But with that...
Unless you've already been its friend.
Then you're not my friend anymore.
You're banished. You're not his friend anymore.
So we're going to go.
This kid, DJ Moneymaker,
what's
is...
What's he doing now?
He's... I don't think I can even say this on the radio, what he's doing.
He's smelling...
He's smelling some questionable things.
That sounds so wrong. It was like a receipt.
It sounds wrong, but it's kind of true.
I don't know what he was doing out there. Like we said, he's going through some motions.
Yeah.
So would
he's
you rather
been jumped? Ooh. He's attacked
by ghosts.
Exactly.
And whatever.
His demons.
Yeah.
His inner demons came out. He sees red when he's angry.
Yo.
He seems kind of weird when he has something sugary.
So.
That's all. No, that's just him, actually.
I somewhat control when I have sugar, but other than that, I can't really most of the time.
Again.
Why does what he's doing kind of match the music playing? Look at him.
He's on a mission.
Yo. Yeah, let's
he's
not.
He's going in the front room.
All right, we're just going to leave. We're just going to. Yo, we're just going to leave that at that. Ooh, this is a good one. Would you rather have aliens be real and covered up by the government, or no aliens at all?
Well,
I'd rather have no aliens at all. That sounds terrifying.
Aliens covered up by the
aliens covered up by the government. Because what if they're beneficial?
What if they have like giants in Area 51?
That's
what
I'm saying.
What if they have like light speed travel that would help us improve? Like, what if they have all these things?
When you want
jumped
back
a while ago, they seen a UFO.
Yeah. There's still a lot of conspiracy about it, but, like, there is... I believe it. Oh, man, that brings back some memories.
I got the best soundtrack for our radio
show. Oh,
my God,
bro.
Tell me I don't got the best soundtrack for our radio show.
It's the best, man. This is bringing me back.
If you know where this is from, you are also a G. So, DJ Porkchop's gonna be right back. Yo. Without context, that's great. Yeah, they definitely are. So we're gonna go. We're gonna bring up some music. And we're actually almost done with the show, believe it or not. It's 6:56. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. See, that's how you do it. Showing off my years of experience. A little bit braggadocious, but we chilling, we vibing. Ah, DJ Moneymaker. He's been the highlight of our show, even though he's been barely
hitting.
Hey, don't hit that glass.
He's hitting
the gritty. Oh, shh.
He's getting sturdy.
Yo, he's hitting the gritty on the other side. That's just like my grandpa for real.
He's putting an inappropriate box on the window. Let's just say that.
Yeah. So, I guess we're going to do one more Would You Rather, and then we're going to close out to a song since it's almost the end of the show.
And I want this one song.
Oh, I got it. Everybody does their own Would You Rather.
All right.
Would you rather have access to internet in your brain, so like whatever you want to look up, you don't need a phone or anything, you can call people with your head, you never need access to Wi-Fi? Ooh.
Are you able to play games in your phone, in your head?
Yes.
Okay, then definitely.
You have
or
in your
would
head.
You rather have a portable house with furnishing, food, you just press a button, then it turns into a capsule like Dragon Ball style? Which one?
Definitely the internet in my head.
That's tough.
The house,
but like you need a certain area.
I think I'm gonna pick the house too.
You need a good amount of area just to do it. That's...
It's called cut down the trees.
Yeah. All right, you guys got one?
It'll just mow through them.
Yeah. Would you rather?
I think I gotta go.
Would you rather have kitten or a puppy?
I'm saying puppy. I don't know. I'm saying kitten. That's tough. That's 50-50.
I'm getting a puppy.
All right. Now DJ Big Mac.
All right.
You're going to close us off. What's your would you rather?
It's somewhat controversial, but we're not going to get canceled for this.
Okay. No.
Now, would you rather have the opportunity to do anything, or let's just say you have a lot of money and you have the opportunity to do a lot of things?
I kept on saying
this is scary.
Or would you rather have one opportunity, but it gives you the chance to obtain everything you ever wanted?
In one moment, would you capture it or let it slip? So, just everybody now, we're about to close out.
I would rather have the, no walls.
That's an interesting way to put the question, not gonna lie. Looks like we're out, so we're gonna go into the song. Sorry, everybody, for ending so abruptly, but we'll see you next week, and we hope you have an amazing time. We got some special guests on next week. Hey, if we could just